millionaires get in a room and try to come up with new inventions, innovative ideas, new strategies to not only get better personally, but also to get better professionally, by and large. Now, some of you haters on here will probably say, I'm a millionaire. Millionaires think long-term and the middle class thinks short-term. So how would I make that relevant to the way I view it? Instead of just reading verbatim, you can pick up these books, Amazon, if you would like, and kind of do a deeper dive. But I also want to do just a quick snapshot and make it relevant to the way I view it. The middle class thinking short-term, most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, right? Where millionaires are far more disciplined and think of the long game, right? So the middle class is like, okay, I'm surviving until my next paycheck. But if that paycheck doesn't come in, what happens? Bills don't get paid. And because they have such a narrow margin between income and expenses, they are not provided the luxury of thinking long-term because of their limited belief system. However, millionaires will sometimes struggle and have what we call addition through subtraction, where they will minimize things for a short period of time, but they see around the curve. And like, for example, a recession, millionaires compound their wealth many times over during recessions. You know, me and Evan were talking off camera about J.P. Morgan and Jamie Dimon, who's the president and CEO of J.P. Morgan, and kind of his fortification of assets in his banking system, and how he kind of rose through the ranks was he would minimize the balance sheet and the debt that they had as far as a bank and become extremely liquid. And during downturns, that's when he would be one of the few participating banks with the ability to gobble up other banks. And that's what he did with his first bank. And that's also what he did with J.P. Morgan Chase and how they became the largest bank in the world when they gobbled up Bear Stearns, because they were the only bank in the country that the government came to him and said, you're the only one that has the ability to buy Bear Stearns. Bear Stearns was trading at $70 a share. Jamie offered him $2 a share. And so obviously there's this negotiation. It's like, okay, why $2 when it last traded for $70? He's like, because I'm the only one that can purchase them. So if we're going to purchase them, we're going to purchase them on my terms. And it's $2 a share. So eventually goes through, he buys Bear Stearns for $2 a share. Next thing you know, now J.P. Morgan has leapfrogged Citigroup as the largest bank in the world. So millionaires think long-term. They're not after tomorrow's money. They're after next year or next decade's money. They are actually utilizing recessions to compound their worth. So they're far more disciplined than the middle class are. What's the next distinction? Millionaires, I love this one. Millionaires talk about ideas. The middle class talks about things and other people. It's so true. If you're in a group of individuals and you're having a conversation and all they seem to do is talk about other people, quite frankly, you're probably in the wrong group, depending on how they're talking about those other people. If they're talking about how other people inspire them and how other people motivate them and other people force them to grow and other people hold them accountable, that's a different meaning. What I'm talking about is getting in a group and, you know, oh, Nancy Sue over there, she can't do anything right. She's a terrible mom. They're probably going broke. It's like, wrong group. Millionaires don't do that. Millionaires get in a room and try to come up with new inventions, innovative ideas, new strategies to not only get better personally, but also to get better professionally, by and large. Now, some of you haters on here will probably say, I know a millionaire and all they do is talk crap about somebody. Okay, whatever. People make mistakes. People are flawed. But by and large, that's not what they do. Their mindset is constantly on productivity. It's all constantly on growth, self-improvement, and professional improvement. So that's something to think about when you're in your sphere of influence. You are the sum of the five people around you. We've all heard that, right? It is so true. If you're around five people, all they want to do is nitpick. And here's the other thing. Your biggest cheerleaders may not be with inside of your own group. And if that's the case, you're in the wrong group. You need to get in a group where people are uplifting and cheering you on, not talking about you or being jealous of you behind your back. Number 8, millionaires embrace change. The middle class is threatened by change. Look in today's society. There's the code word today, the hashtag is artificial intelligence, right? It is changing the way the world is before our eyes. No different than how the internet changed the way the world is. What is the quantum physicist, Miyachu Kaku? Yeah. Anyways, he talks about we're moving into what's called a type one civilization. And there's 3 layers of civilizations, type one, type two, and type three. And that we are quickly advancing. And he feels like by the year 2100, we will be a type one civilization because of how quickly things are advancing right now as we're alive. It's one of the most interesting times to be alive right now because of one is artificial intelligence. And again, probably more powerful than the internet. Millionaires are embracing that. Things are going to change regardless of how you feel about it. So it would be better to embrace that change and capitalize on that change and use that change to bring about a better quality of life. However, the middle class views change as something that's threatening, right? Because they don't feel like they're in a position to capitalize. They don't feel like they're in a position to improve, that it could be in a position to threaten their jobs per se, right? And my opinion is AI could more easily replace what I do versus what a plumber does, what an electrician does, what a carpenter does. You know, if I don't have those skill sets, and I don't, then those jobs are always going to be in need. However, information is getting more advanced and more easily at your fingertips. Think of ChatGPT. You can learn a lot of things from ChatGPT, and understand that ChatGPT is a bit biased too. And it's also something that is based on previous discussions. It's not an intuitive, intellectual, so it's called AI, artificial intelligence. It's only as intelligent as the information that's being provided to it, but quantum computing is going to take that light years ahead. So, you know, again, the middle class is worried about this change, and instead we could see this change as an opportunity to serve at a greater capacity, right? So if you are a plumber, electrician, carpenter, I feel like your job is not easily replaced. Is there any technology that you can think of from an AI perspective that would be able to wire electric from my house to my barn? I can't think of any artificial intelligence that could do that. But we do know of artificial intelligence that could totally replace what I'm doing, put another person here, script it out, and it would talk to you as if it was me, and you wouldn't know the difference. So I'm more easily replaced than that is. But I don't view it that way. I'm not worried. I don't have a scarcity mindset that I'm going to be replaced. Instead, how can we utilize these new technologies to condense time? So instead of me being in here pumping out 4 hours of content, could I spend 20 minutes putting information into a system that then creates videos and messages that goes out to the world so that I can attract more clients? That's how I choose to view it. Versus, again, the middle class is just threatened by change.